If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Saturday morning, live 2 weekends before the big man comes. Before Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
That's right. Michelle, God bless her, she is doing Wreaths Across America. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're getting ready to do that this afternoon with your son, aren't you?
No, it's during the radio show, but he's down there with his Cub Scout pack. And so Michelle's up in, or will be, at the Jacksonville National Cemetery that's doing it. And then down in the St. Augustine National Cemetery, my family will be.
Well, super. I think it's just wonderful. It truly, truly is, being a veteran. My desires are the National Cemetery is where I plan on being interned. So, but anyway, welcome to Smart Money. All of you first-time listeners, just a very special welcome and holiday greetings to you. And hope that you'll stay with us for the full 2 hours today. And as always, our regular listeners, God bless you. Thank you for your listening patronage. You are our foundation upon which we build. Your numbers are ever increasing. Folks, to let you know, and particularly this time of year, Smart Money is a Christian-based radio show. My firm, Madden Advisory, is a Christian-based firm, and we here and staff try to lead our lives along the principles and gospels of Christ. And I tell you this because of the state of affairs our country is in today. We have pretty much given up our moral compass so that anything goes, and it's so important that we have that moral foundation upon which we can raise our families, run our businesses, conduct our schools, our government. Take that away, which we are doing, and we've got major problems, which we have today, a lot of hate and animosity. And I just want you to know that where we come from. The show is about two different things. We're going to bring you up-to-date financial information. And, yes, from time to time, it will have a political leaning. Why? Politics, about every aspect of your life, so far as the liberal left has made it. And it's important to understand how these decisions impact you. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to turn the show over to you. That's right. When I originally designed this umpteen decades ago, it was with you in mind. So get your financial questions up and get them ready. Editorial today. Well, you know, it's getting close to Christmas, and yeah, I know there's a lot out there that's happening in the market, and I assure you that will be discussed throughout the show. But more importantly, I wanted to deal with a major, major issue that we're being confronted with today. I said happy holiday. For me, that's inclusive of a lot of different holidays. Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah. But for others, it's a way to evade and avoid the designation Christmas. And we're going to talk about that. Brian?
So the Did You Knows today, we're going to talk about something I've done nothing of, which is spend for holidays. I'm one of those slackers who tend to do everything on the last weekend. But we'll talk about some holiday spending trends and then obviously go over this market.
Well, let's obviously go over the market.
Yeah. So the markets this last week, we re-entered correction territory. The S&P lost about 1.2% on the week. We're down 1.07% now on the year, which is down 11% from the high it hit in September. Companies linked to to China and to the global economy really have led the declines as Chinese industrial production and retail sales growth fell to the lowest levels in more than 15 years. Add to that the French protests, Brexit issues, weak manufacturing data in Germany, and you get a whole bunch of questions about the health of the global economy. Over the last few years, events like French protests and Brexit debates have really tended to be short-term noise instead of long-term events, but slowing global growth maybe is more of a concern. The slowing Chinese economy, though, might be making China more amicable on the trade front as China rolled back tariffs on U.S. cars to the pre-trade war level of 15%, down from the 40% they recently had it. They started buying soy exports again, and they also indicated it may be willing to allow participation of more foreign companies in their economy. The White House also agreed to delay new tariffs that were scheduled for January until March, so there is time to talk about a new deal. So maybe there is some hope that this trade war stuff ends within the next 90 days or so. Consumers are in the holiday spirit, though, feeling confident with the strong job market and rising wages. Retail sales came in ahead of expectations. Sales at electronic and clothing stores were up about 4% compared to last year, and sales at non-store retailers like Amazon were up a crazy 10.8% from last year, showing what we all know, more and more people just shop online.
And Amazon said, we're not going to do quite as well this year. And how they got there, I'll never know. This can be summed up to me in an easy expression. This market is daily news driven. So whatever pops up, the market's going to react to. That is no indication of the true value of the market. And we're going to talk about that because there are folks getting ready to make some very serious decisions, I think. Okay, Merry Christmas. Here's a big question for you. Our holiday salutations, Merry Christmas, is it a thing of our past? We no longer want to be associated with. Well, if so, it's a tragedy, a further theft of our culture. This is another example of removal of religion, specifically Christianity, from a country that has long been the most religious, major industrialized democracy in the world. Those that wish to replace with happy holidays argue that, well, no, this is no big deal. They say we who believe in Merry Christmas, we are making a mountain out of a molehill. There is no war on Christmas, they say. But the happy holidays supporters want it both ways. They dismiss promoters of Merry Christmas, people such as me, as hysterical, then simultaneously replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays, Christmas Vacation with Winter Vacation, Christmas Party with Holiday Party, and so on. So is all the elimination of the word Christmas important or not? Well, the answer should be obvious. It's very important. That's why so much effort is devoted to substituting other words for Christmas. After these efforts have been extraordinarily successful, by the way. In place of the universal Merry Christmas, in recent decades, I have been wished Happy Holidays by virtually every waiter or waitress in any restaurant that I've eaten in, by everyone who welcomes me during the times that I have flown, not this year, but in the past. And in most businesses, and what do they do? It is Happy Holidays. Well, when I respond Merry Christmas, I often sense I have created attention. Well, many of those to whom I wish Merry Christmas are probably relieved to hear someone utter what has become the C word, all but sensitivity training they've had to undergo to create this big, terrible disconnect. Those who resent the expression of Merry Christmas and others' use of the word Christmas know exactly what they're doing. They're misleading when they dismiss defenders purpose of Merry Christmas as fabricating some war on Christmas. Well, there is a war on Christmas, or more importantly, a war on the religious fabric that has created this country, America. The socialist left in America, like the left in Europe, want to create a thoroughly secular society. Look at our, don't be offended, Brian, our young people growing up, our millennials, who 44% define themselves as secular. Not only a secular government, which is a necessary goal and which has been the case in America. But a secular society, most people do not realize that the socialists believe in secularism as fervently as religious Christians and Jews believe in the Bible. Oh, by the way, did you know that Obama restricted the military from using the term Bible during sermons, as well as Jesus and Christ? Well, that's why Merry Christmas Brothers, secular activists, secular activists. It's a blatant reminder of how religious America is and also has been and always will be. Well, I hope always. That's why activists on the left will seek to remove Christmas as a national holiday. It's going to come, folks. Now, socialist left doesn't announce that its agenda is to thoroughly secularize America and European societies. Instead, mask what it is doing by offering the inclusive argument, Merry Christmas or Christmas party or Christmas vacation, that is not inclusive. Well, the inclusiveness argument plays on America's sense of decency, well, which the left has foregone. Who exactly is being excluded when one wishes someone Merry Christmas? Not Christians. How about practicing Jews? Christmas is not a religious holiday for them, but they will tell you they are American and Christmas is an American national holiday. Therefore, it's their holiday, though not their holy day, which is a big distinction, as much as it is for our fellow Americans who are Christians. It was a Jewish American, Irving Berlin, who wrote White Christmas, one of America's greatest Christmas songs. In fact, according to the Jewish musicians that write in the New York Times, almost all the most popular Christmas songs were written by Jews. And while on the subject of Jews, there's a question for those Jews disturbed by Merry Christmas. So should Israeli radio and TV start saying Shabbat Shalom to be more inclusive of the Israeli non-Jewish society? This is mean-spirited to want to deny nearly all of our fellow citizens the joy of having Christmas parties or being wished a Merry Christmas. By not wishing me a Merry Christmas, you are not being inclusive. You are excluding me from one of the nation's most sacred national holidays. But even if Christmas were not a holiday, I would want all to always welcome me with a Merry Christmas. And remember, that is part of our national fabric. So, folks, I wish you a Merry Christmas as we get ready to take a short timeout, and then we'll be right back, and we'll have a little bit of a discussion. Before we go, though, did you know?
Did you know many parents will bust their budgets this year when it comes to fulfilling their children's holiday wish list? So can you guess how much is spent on average for the average child? Stay tuned to find out. You're listening to Smart Money brought to you by Madden Advisory Services right here on News 104.5. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, you can check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Hey guys, we were just talking about you. Yes, we were, Brian and I. Welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV, Smart Money Time 1026. Did you know?
So I want you to guess on this. Did you know more than half of the parents report they aim to get everything on their kids' wish list? How much do you think they spend on average per child?
On
per child, not per family, per child.
Per child? $450.
Pretty close. $422 per child, according to a survey from T. Rowe Price.
I am good.
You must have been shopping already to have that number down so exact.
Well, you know, after 43 years of taking inventories on people and spending.
Keeping track on how many Nerf guns you're buying.
Hey, well, go light. I am very tempted to get a potato gun, but they'll leave, those things will leave a bruise on you.
Here, you just make that in the garage.
the two boys.
We get talking about some weird things. We had potato guns. We were badger fat a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, hey, badger, don't knock badger fat. It worked. That's the only thing I can tell you. So anyway, something I want you guys to think about. Let's look at the market right now. Boy, who knows what the news is going to be tomorrow, and that's what it's going to react to. So when you look at the economy, this economy is as solid as a rock. Earnings are coming in. They're great. Consumer wages are up. All is pretty good. So ask yourself this. 30 days, maybe 90 or 6 months or a year from now. Do you think this market is still going to be in a topsy-turvy mood? Interesting question, because a lot of folks at this point start panicking and saying, get me out of the market. I got to get out of this market. That's how you lose money, folks.
Well, the P.E. ratio is like 14.9 of forward earnings right now, which is below the trend.
16.5, 17.
But earnings growth, which we've talked about a couple times now, is slowing down in the next years, because you're comparing against the first quarter of this year, which was so robust, it's going to be harder to show as much growth going forward. And so that's where the concern is.
Well, yeah, but even still, we're looking at companies coming in with double-digit earnings. Even slowing down, they're coming in. The point of that is, folks, this economy is in good shape. The businesses are in great shape. So really think twice when someone is telling you we will be able to tell you when to get out, and we have the market indicators that tell you that. What they're talking about is market timing. Now, Brian, I don't know in your experience, but mine, market timing simply didn't work.
Nope. My experience does not work.
So trying that, what do you hope to prove? That you stopped your loss? No, the only thing you did was lock in your loss is when you elect to get out of the market. Whoa, and we got to get out of the air. So, hey, folks, that's right. It's that time. We're going to take a information break and bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, transportation for and the highways for the Jacksonville area. But most importantly, lines are open. That's right. 765-1045 is the magic number. 765-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx Christmas Elfet will tell you, well, the area code is changed. For here, it is 855. So, did you know?
Did you know Christmas spending hangover some parents will face could last a lot longer than their New Year's Eve partying? So how do they get the funds to cover that overspending? Stay tuned in to find out. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Manit Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5. Lines are open. If you have a question, call and call now, 855-765-1045.
Smart Money, Merry Christmas to all of you guys and gals out there. And I hope that your shopping period is just one filled with bliss and joy. Lines are open. That's right. Save that one. How about 765-1045? That's 765-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx Christmas Elfet will tell you, area code is changed, so it is 855 for the area code. That's right, 855.
Did you know more than half of the people that overspend plan to use their credit cards, with 61% planning to pay them off in 3 months and 16% thinking it's going to take them 6 months or more? Christmas is a season that you buy gifts with next year's money, it seems.
Oh, yeah. And then at the first of the year, we're going to tell you how to get out of debt.
Yeah. Easiest way is not to get into it in the first place,
I've,
you know?
Yeah, I've got some ideas along that. Listen, let's pick up some calls here. Let's see.
Your mouse.
Oh, that's right. You know, this stuff I'm just not doing. Where in the... Come on, buddy, get up there. Is it that one? Is that the one? No. We got three different mousets. Is that mousets? Come on. Okay.
Well, all right. We got Jerry on.
Yay.
We got a little help from the switchboard.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I have a two-part question. The first one is, don't you think that ETFs are causing all this market volatility? And if so, shouldn't they be outlawed?
I can tell you.
You're going to make a lot of people unhappy if you do that.
Yeah, part two, that's not going to happen with the popularity of ETFs right now. But I do think they could be causing some issues because ETFs are typically passive investments. And if you don't have the active trading of mutual funds and there's not nearly as much money over there because more and more money is flowing to ETFs and more of the market's becoming passive investors, then maybe securities aren't being priced like they used to off of the old supply and demand and using information to find the right price. So I think there might be some validity with that, but I think there's a lot of other factors causing havoc with the market.
But just to add some value to what Brian just said, there was, again, a good article in today's Wall Street had a lot of stuff in it. One of them said that it estimated that ETFs were responsible for about 100 of those 500 points, and the rest of it were other things. So
the other things would be, like, I think that active high-frequency algo type trades where it's not actually a person doing it. It's a tweet that, you know, some computer software looks at a tweet and before any human eye can actually see it, they're placing millions of dollars worth of trades on the market. I think that causes volatility. I also think this is the end of the year where mutual funds have to free up cash to pay out capital gains distributions. I think that causes some havoc. I think people are loss harvesting and there's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but at news is, to me, the driving force behind the volatility. This is a news-driven market, not a reality-driven market. And so, consequently, people are going to make knee-jerk reactions. And once one starts, it can be like the dominoes. When mutual funds start selling, then others start selling.
So
and they do it mostly at the end of the day.
What news headline works better? Markets are okay? Or doom and gloom, you need to sell everything, right?
Well,
and so that's what the news
makes
sells.
A lot of money for the brokers. It doesn't do a heck of a lot.
It makes
for the
a
other
lot
person.
Of money for the news people, though.
Well, listen,
they get paid per click.
They make prostitution seem virtuous. So,
Merry Christmas,
Richard. I hope that I answered your. Whoops, I'm sorry, Jerry. I hope that I answered your question for you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much for all that time that you took to explain it.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, God bless. And again, have a blessed and a very Merry Christmas.
And a prosperous New Year to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we have, let's see, I just said it. Richard. No. Jerry.
No.
Where are you?
Richard. From Southside. What's going on, Richard?
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well. What can we do for you?
The first of the year, I called in, and I think it was a 104B, if I remember correctly. And I was having to do something with it, and I asked Hank advice on what to do with it, and he asked me if I was married, and I said yes. He said, take her on a cruise. So we just got...
I think I remember that call.
And I actually think this is, because I listened to you all year long, and I think this was the best advice you gave all year long.
Probably.
but we just got back from the Viking Rhine River cruise.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good one.
If I remember, wasn't there some like $7,000 or $10,000, something like that, and it was a 403B?
Yeah, it was an educational one.
Yep, exactly.
And my wife is the consummate shopper, and she got us a great deal on everything, and we left the day after Thanksgiving, and the river was down a little bit, so we had to swap ships about halfway through, but it was just an incredible trip with all the Christmas markets and everything, and I just want to thank you for your advice.
Well, wonderful. I tell you what, for folks who have never been to Europe at Christmas time and the Christmas bazaars, they're incredible.
Yeah.
Utterly incredible.
So. Well, the best one we saw was the one in Cologne, at, you know, underneath the cathedral and all that.
Yeah.
It was just over the top wonderful. And I really appreciate it. And before we touch down in Atlanta, Steve had already scheduled our next trip.
Well, Richard, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, God bless, my friend, to you and your family. And again, hope you have a blessed and a wonderful Christmas season.
Same to you and yours.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me get my... Boy, this little arrow thing is just... It goes all over the place. Let's go to Paul. Yo, Paul.
May I be the first to wish you a happy Kwanzaa.
That's debatable if that exists.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you may... You probably heard late last night a federal judge somewhere in Texas...
Yep.
Down Obamacare in its entirety, declared the whole thing unconstitutional. My question is, what effect, if any, do you think this will have on the stock market come Monday morning?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing will be done until the earliest 2020, because this enrollment season is over tonight at midnight.
Yeah, today I got to get on that. I don't know. I mean, I think it brings a wave of uncertainty. I think it's a short-term type thing that brings a short-term wave of uncertainty.
The appeals courts are already have standing lines out front.
And they said, even with the ruling, that doesn't mean that, you know, that they said it's unconstitutional. That doesn't mean that they need to make any change this coming year. I mean, it's still going to be there and still in place. So,
yeah.
I think the uncertainty could cause some volatility,
it would cause it to me in a positive sense, but I don't see
the bigger issue is the disarray that it's going to cause, because there's nothing up there to replace it. That looks like it has any chance of getting passed right now.
Well, you know, it would be, to me, a relatively... I'm a blonde and a gator, so, Richard or Paul, I have to keep things simple. It would be simply the federal government can put together a risk pool for those with pre-existing conditions. They could even have it partly shared by the states, which I think they do anyway. And then you could have some form of Medicaid... that would be available, and then the rest of it, take the requirements off of what should be in an insurance policy, because that's what drives the cost up, and then say, okay, we're going to knock down the barriers between states, so as you buy your automobile insurance, your disability insurance, your life insurance, your homeowners insurance across borders, well, you can do the same thing with health insurance, and that's going to create a very competitive society, which would then allow you, the consumer, to decide, what do I want to have in a policy? I don't need the dadgum government telling me what I need to insure. And then it is bid out to other companies. Boy, what a way to get rates down. So, you want to throw anything at that?
Competition is useful.
Yeah. Did I answer your question? Well, I hope I did, Paul. Okay, listen, folks, we have to take an information timeout. just a short one. And then we're going to be right back to you and your calls. So lines are open, 765-1045. That is 765-1045. And as the Mystic Makes Christmas Elf will tell you, area code 855. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know 2/3 of parents admit that they spend more than they can afford on Christmas presents? Stick around for some helpful tips on how to avoid overspending. You are listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Mountain Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5. If you have a question, call and call now, 855-765-1045.
Welcome back to Smart Money on this weekend before, 2 weekends before Christmas. Lines are open, 340, whoop, can't do that, 765. Well, heck, after, come on, to heck with it. The lines are open, I hope you remember the number.
855-765-1045. I don't remember it, but it's posted everywhere in this room.
Yeah, but it's just habit. I'm a blonde. Come on, lighten up.
All right, did you know?
Yeah, did you know?
Did you know, while 58% of parents said they never stick to a budget, it's one of the most helpful ways, obviously, to avoid overspending. Of course, the number one way to completely cut that holiday spending is to participate in the no-gift policy, which sounds like the no-fun policy. According to studies, roughly 2 million households have dropped Christmas gift-giving altogether. I don't like that one. Let's just say stick to a budget.
Well, you know, you got to figure businesses are spending billions each Christmas season so that you will feel guilty if you don't do something and do more of it. So now, just from experience, if anyone has an answer to this question, George does. Yo, George. Whoops, let me... Come on, get up there. Go. Why isn't this... There it is.
George, you're with us now, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hank and crew. I just finished up finally getting some information out of the IRS on my tax problem, so the next thing I'm going after is the health care cost. And even H&R Block and a high-priced attorney could not fix it. I finally got a hold of an IRS agent, and they haven't issued the 1040 form yet for 2018. Isn't that ridiculous?
Terrible.
And I needed it to do some pension stuff. Anyway, that's out of the way. You have pointed out some important things to reduce medical costs. Hannity has been harping on the Atlas Group out of Wichita, Kansas, where they give you for $50 a month access to a doctor, as well as the prescription drugs you need from the doctor's office. And then the other parts of the cost are anywhere from 50 to 60% for major medical care.
But out of the doctors are not allowed to sell drugs.
They are there, and it needs to be changed all over the country. Apparently, there are about 50 groups that have set up a system just like Atlas, and they negotiate the prices with the drug companies, just like Trump has been saying we need to do and other countries do. But here's another kicker. In 82, I went through a terrorist incident, and ever since then, I've looked at NBC, nuclear biological chemical effects on health, and what we can do to improve our health. And we mentioned the smart meter some time ago.
Yep.
JA and Infinite Wisdom said you can't take them off now and put the old style on. They put out bad frequencies. Well, I have equipment that was $16,000, approved by the FDA, which uses the same technology, but heals you. And if we use that equipment, that's about 30% savings in healthcare. And these smart meters actually age you faster because they have bad frequencies in them. And they know it.
We have talked about the dangers of smart meters. JEA at first denied that there was anything to it. Then I talked to the engineer there and said, well, no, that's not true. Yeah, we are doing it.
Well, only the FCC approves them. They never send the things over to the FDA and have them research for health problems. And independent groups have done it in Europe and here. And we need to take them off because they use a bad power supply, which continually gives you bad frequencies. And then the actual signal, the data train coming in, somehow makes its way to the radio that transmits to the local area, and it has bad frequencies in it as well as good. So they need to eliminate the bad frequencies before they put these things back on us and let us go back to the old mechanical meter. So call JEA and tell them we had enough. And a federal law in Title VII says that we have the option of not having it if either party says no.
And
party me says no.
But you got to send a letter, and I sent the letter.
Right. Have they taken it off your house yet?
I didn't let them put it on. I caught them, and it was strictly by accident that I caught them.
Well, I caught them putting the latest version on my house, and it is giving me thrombosis, my testing equipment that I'm talking about, thrombosis. Yeah. It's giving me a ringing in the ears. And I told them when I caught them putting it on, I said, don't put it on. And they went right on and put it on. And they're going to see me in federal court. I've had enough of this, as well as I'm writing the letter, which says opt out. And in the past, I've had a gentleman's agreement with them, a handshake, and they said, okay, we won't do it. Well, they've taken some ride off the cliff here now, and I've had enough. And the only state that allows you to do this, surprisingly, is the Socialist Republic of California. And 400,000 of these meters have been taken off people's houses. But anyway, I'm glad you brought up the health care, because it's a massive cost to us, and neither party has totally fixed it. And we need to stay on Congress and tell them, why don't we use what has worked in other places like Kansas?
To me, there is no excuse on the part of the Republicans for not having a program. Now, 2 years into Trump, that's 8 years that they've had to come up, the RNC, with a common solution. They could get both houses together, put together a committee, develop a program. Ben Carson is no man's fool. Lord, he could give them tremendous insight. There are a number of congressmen who are physicians that understand this inside and out, the same thing in the Senate. They could put together a committee to develop a program and implement it, but for whatever reason, they just don't talk to one another. So, oh well, listen, George, we gotta go. I am sorry, but it is that time. We're going to bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're going to be right back to you and your questions. So, Kevin, Pete, hang tight. Rest of you guys and gals, we'll get to your calls as soon as we get back on the air. Again, lines are open, 765-1045. Area code 855, as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know we talked about parents using credit cards to finance Christmas spending? But 25% of parents surveyed have taken even more drastic measures to fund their purchases.
Oh, no.
Stick around to find out how. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden and Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKB. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKB. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money, Hour 2, live on this, as kind of a nice, what you would expect December to look like, 2 weekends before Christmas Day. I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
That's right. Michelle, God bless her, she is out honoring our veterans and their families, as well as Brian, your wife, Stephanie, and son,
yep,
who are laying wreaths across America. So thank you both of you for what you're doing for the veterans. God bless you. Lines are open, 765-1045. That's 765-1045. As the beautiful Christmas Elfette Mystic Minx person will tell you, that's area code 855. So again, area code 855. Did you know?
Did you know 25% of parents surveyed have taken drastic measures to fund Christmas purchases?
I got part of it right.
You did, including this part. that Hank got right. 11% of them dipping into retirement accounts. 14% of them use funds for their emergency savings. And 11% have used a payday loan. So while children might delight in their pile of presents, taking money from your retirement plan, taking it from your paychecks in the future, your emergency savings, have a negative long-term impact.
You know, when I do a cash reserve for a client, one of the things that I compute is how much do you spend annually for gifts? And that includes birthdays, holidays, and yes, Mr. and Mrs. Grinchette, which I love the Grinch, by the way. That includes Christmas. And if you can estimate that and then annualize it, then when the time comes to buy the gifts, you have the money. You don't have to go to the card. So that's just a thought for you. All right. Let's see if I can get my little mousette to work. Come on, stay still. Dadgummit. What am I not hitting right?
Kevin.
Kevin, yeah. Yo,
yes,
Kevin.
How are y'all?
I'm trying to get my mouse to work, but it isn't. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too. I hate chasing those mouses.
Yeah, yeah. I got a 45 I can chase it with.
Oh, yeah, but the outcome might not be too good.
Well, you got a point there.
Yeah.
So capital gains, huh?
Yeah, I am I'm in the process of selling a piece of property. It'll finalize in the coming year. And I'm trying to see what might be some options that I can do with the proceeds of that, so I won't be hit so bad on capital gains tax.
So
the profit on this property, the sale of the property.
How much are we talking about?
The profits are going to be about $150,000.
Okay.
Is this a residence or an investment property?
It's an investment property.
Depreciated?
No.
So there's been no depreciation on it?
No, I haven't had it. Let's see. I've had the property about a year and a half.
That's a good return in a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how much you had in it.
Great return.
You know, if you have $5 million in it, no.
Oh, that's true.
No, that's
always perspective.
Exactly.
Did you do any improvements or anything to it to increase your basis while you had it?
Well, I mean, I had a few expenses, but nothing significant. No.
What do you think you'll do with the money? If you had it right now, what would you do with it?
I don't need the money, so I would invest it
in
another property or something else.
I'm going somewhere with this, so it's important that you kind of have an idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's I want to put the money back to work for me.
Okay, if you're going into real estate, and if you do a like-kind purchase, then you can do a 1031 non-taxable exchange. And then the capital gain transfers over to the new property. You don't pay any taxes until the point in time you actually take the money and run.
Okay, but it would have to be a like investment. So in other words, an investment property or a rental property or any kind of real estate.
Well, it can't be any kind. What is this property? Is it rental? It's got to be.
This property is vacant land.
Oh, vacant land. Okay, raw land. Okay. So you have to go and purchase some more raw land. I don't believe that raw land to rental property qualifies.
And I'm unsure of the answer.
Huh?
I'm unsure of that one, too.
So it's worth looking up, but I do not believe it's going to qualify. And you could probably go to Google and say, hey, I want to do a 1031 non-taxable exchange. I'm selling raw land. What if I bought a duplex with it? Would that still qualify?
Okay. So just go to Google University and ask the question.
Yeah.
Ask Google, yeah. But that would... that would be one option. And if you do something else with it, you know, you're gonna realize and eat those gains. And then it's just a matter of trying to find as much stuff out there as you can to offset those gains. And whether that's loss harvest on your investments or, you know, even if you get above the itemization, if you are doing donations and have other things that, you know, can you can take some deductions to lessen your tax burden.
When is it? Have you actually entered into the sale now, and you're just waiting to close it?
Correct. Yeah, there is a closing date for next year.
Okay, so it's going to appear then on next year's income, not this year.
Correct.
All right. Well, that, you know, that's some benefit. Are you a participant?
Yeah, it gives me a little time.
Say again?
Yeah, it'll give me a little time to try to figure it out anyway.
Okay. Do you participate in a retirement fund? 401k is an example?
I do not. My wife does, but I don't.
Okay. Does she fully fund hers? 100% funded?
Yes. Yes.
Meaning if she's over 50, she does $24,000?
Maybe she doesn't do that much. Maybe it's not fully funded. No, she's we're in our early 60s.
Okay.
So how much can she participate? Well, she can't put in more than she makes, though, can she?
No.
So, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you are retired then, I take it?
No, I'm still working.
Are you self-employed?
I have been self-employed for the past 35 years, but that just changed.
So you are a W-2 to some business?
Correct.
Okay. Does that business offer a retirement account?
No, they do not.
Okay. What we're looking for here, folks, is that with Kevin, perhaps they could have funded up their retirement accounts, their 401ks, and absorbed a lot of that gain, which would have brought the amount of income down. Otherwise, your tax exposure is going to change.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the reciprocal.
It's better.
If you don't have it, you know, it wouldn't be ugly, but then you wouldn't have it.
You'd rather pay the taxes because it means you made the money. So.
There you go. That's what I was saying in a more eloquent way, maybe.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, Kevin, I hope that we've been able to help you. Look for that 1031.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Then you always have charitable deductions that you could go for.
Correct. Right.
But they got to be substantial. Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
Hey, well, I really appreciate your show. I've listened to it for years and enjoyed it. And over here on the north side, I see some blue skies. Finally.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Breaking through on the west. So coming your way.
Well, I hope so. Well, Kevin, listen, God bless and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And again, I just so much enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Not just the show, but the people on it.
Yeah. I kind of like them, too. Take care.
All right. Well, great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Y'all have a great Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Peter. Or Pete. Pete.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, thank you. I think that is a TSP you're talking about. Tango Sierra Papa. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Pete?
I'm about to retire in 6 months. And the main question is many people say take the lump sum out and reinvest it in with a fiduciary or another company. And I've been looking at the TSP, and it hasn't really been doing that bad over the years. I can leave it in there and sort of manage it myself also. So I'm not sure how you guys feel about withdrawing all your money from a government TSP and then reinvesting in something else, or leave it there and kind of manage it yourself.
Okay. There is, we've got some definite answers for you, but we have got to take a short time out. Can you stick with me?
Will do.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to, if I can get my little, there it is. We're going to take a short information timeout. Lines are open, 765-1045. As Statistic Link says, area code 855, did you know?
Did you know December 15th through 24th is the crux of holiday shopping season, accounting for 40% of all holiday business? Yet not all people wait until the last minute. Stay tuned in to find out who the typical early shoppers are. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5. If you have a question, give us a call. Number is 855-765-1045.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. Did you know?
Did you know, despite the fact that so many people are annoyed that the Christmas shopping season starts earlier and earlier each year, nearly 40% of their 40% of Americans begin Christmas shopping before Halloween, which is crazy to me that I haven't even started yet. Early shoppers tend to be older, wealthier, college educated, and female.
Mystic Minx, what can I tell you? She started, I think it was in August, buying Christmas presents. Okay, let's get back to Peter. Yo, Pete, you there? Pete, I know you're there. Pete. Okay, Pete, I'm going to put you on hold there.
Well, we can try to answer his question if you want. I mean, he was calling in and asking, like, hey, I got this money in a TSP plan. I'm going to be retiring soon. Should I leave the money in the TSP? Should I take it and move it to somewhere who's a fiduciary? You know, what should I do with this money? And there's really four different things, and I'll tell you the different options, and then Hank could give you some opinions on them. But usually when you leave a company, you've got four different things. You can take a distribution to yourself, which is taxable, so you don't do that unless you need the money. You can leave it inside of the TSP plan. You can roll it over to an IRA account, or if you are working somewhere else, you can roll it over to a new 401k.
Yes, you can. And it just depends on your circumstances. If you like the TSP and you said, gee, boy, you know, I did well there, how about an option that at worst case would allow you to do what the TSP did or an infinite number more? And that's what you get if you decide to roll it over into a self-directed IRA. The question then becomes, do I want to manage this myself, or do I want to hire a professional firm to do it for me? Well, each person is different. To that own self be true. Look at your own track record and run from there is the best answer that I think we could give you.
He might be back on one.
You think? Let's see. Pete, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I keep dropping out on you guys, but yes, I'm back.
Okay, right. Did you hear my answer?
I did. I caught the last end of it, and let me give you one more question on that, what you were saying.
Okay, we only got about 2 minutes, so hurry.
All right. It seems like the biggest factor is the rate of return. If you can get 4 to 7% on the outside, that kind of is leaning me to say leave the TSP, but I think I can get that into TSP. What do you think about a rate of return? Is that a fair assessment, a safe assessment, between 4 and 7%?
Between 4 and 7% is a lot of different risk, I can tell you that.
Well, the way that you're getting 4 and 7% is you're investing inside of the TSP, and very similar investment options and more are available to you outside of the TSP. And so it's a function of the investments that you're using is the return that you're getting. And, you know, again, those investments and more are available outside. Now, you have to worry about costs a little bit. One of the good things about a TSP is that the investment options are very cheap, and not all of them are very cheap outside, but there are cheap options outside. You just have to do your research.
Yep. And okay. Again, you can be penny wise and pound foolish. Look at how much money are we talking about?
Not a whole lot, about $250,000.
Yeah. Okay, would you build a $250,000 house without any blueprints?
Mm-hmm. Hard to do.
Well, I think I might want to at least talk to some professionals. I would make sure you go to fee-only planners, not fee-based. Fee-based means they can sell your products, and I guarantee you they will. Fee-only says we can only charge fees for what we do. We sit on the same side of the table. We can't make more money unless you do. So that is your best option. And then make sure that they're certified financial planners. And go from there.
All right. You answered my question.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless and have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much and bless everyone.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye bye. Okay. Are we going to have time to? No, we're not. Okay. Sabrina, dear person, please hold tight. We're on a hard break. We're going to bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're going to be right back to you and your calls. And Sabrina, you'll be first in the queue. Lines are open, 765-1045. That's 765-1045. And it's the beautiful Mystic Minx Elfette will tell you that is area code 855. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know satellite images of America's retail parking lots are used to predict how well retailers are doing in the Christmas season and to help predict quarterly earnings? However, those satellite images are missing one up-and-coming shopper. Stick around to find out more. You're listening to Smart Money brought to you by Matted Advisory Services right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Here we go. Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money on this second weekend before the holiday. The beautiful fat man comes. It is Christmas time, and we celebrate the birth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, it is Merry Christmas to all of you out there. I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
Yes, you are. Okay, lines are open, 765-1045. That's 765-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx Elfette will tell you, that's area code 855. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know while satellite images help to predict quarterly earnings, they don't factor in those online shoppers. And this year, or at least the year of this stat, 61% of U.S. consumers are said to have used the internet to purchase gifts. I would guess that's actually low.
I actually purchase gifts.
Exactly. On the internet, right?
And I am not the most inclined. I love to shop. I mean, I like to go into the stores and you just, the environment, and I just love it.
I mean, I haven't even started shopping yet. I know my wife's on the ball about it. The UPS guy, FedEx guy, they've been out my house quite a lot recently.
You know, we do take time off for lunch.
We do?
Yes, we do.
I thought that was when we walked down and then walked back and ate at our desk.
Well, but that's still time off for lunch. Come on.
All right.
All right. So anyway, let's Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Hank. Hi, Brian.
How are you? Merry Christmas, dear person.
Merry Christmas to you. So I'm a retired federal employee also. I retired 6 years ago. And 5 years ago, I decided to, I didn't feel good about keeping my money in the GSP. About just because the government, I felt like they had a, could have a hand in it. They wanted to take it, they could take it. So I withdrew my money. I withdrew my money. I put it into a fiduciary, into Fidelity, and they manage my accounts. And I have access to my money at any time that I want it or need it.
Yep.
So what Pete doesn't understand is that the TSP does not allow you access to your money whenever you want it. They want you to do it as an annuity for as
a monthly payment.
You know, exactly, to your pension, or they'll let you take money out at specific times, allotted times. You don't have access to it at any time like you do if you pull it out and put it in a fiduciary. to a company like yours. So that's what I wanted to say about that. The second thing I wanted to ask you about was market manipulation. Do you feel like the alphabet companies, the tech companies, I feel like that they are manipulating our market?
No, it's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I'm kidding. Come on. Lighten up.
All right.
I mean, is that possible?
We have what's known as an efficient market. There are some things Brian was talking about, the quick traders, that they do it in milliseconds. They can have an impact. Go ahead, Brian. I know you like to discuss that area.
I think anything's possible. I think it's difficult because that's watched by the SEC. And, you know, they certainly don't catch everything, and they certainly don't catch everything in a timely manner. But I think that's difficult. I think that more of what Hank is saying with the high-frequency guys and the people who will invest, you know, have $1 and turn it into $100 by levering their trades, and then when they have to get out of their trades because they're going sour, I think that moves the market probably a bit more than just some unscrupulous characters.
Okay. And the other point I wanted to bring up is that people are getting nervous about the market. I look at it every day, and it's still at 24,000. I mean, a year ago, it was at 23,000, and that's the highest it's ever hit, correct?
Yeah, well, don't look at it every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't look at my account.
It's a correction from where it was, you know, in September, but you put it in very good perspective, because if we think about it from September to now, it's a dramatic drop. 11% over, you know, a couple month time period. But on the year, you know, it's down
year over year,
we're down slightly. And most people's portfolios, so even though the market is, you know, down slightly, most people's portfolios are going to be down a little bit more, because also bonds are down, international stocks are down, things that provide some diversification are doing a little worse than the U.S. markets. But when you put it in perspective of a year over year, if you're down, let's say, 3%, that's well within the range of returns that are kind of normal. You know, that's not exactly what we want. Obviously, we want to make money. But that's not as dramatic sounding as saying, hey, it's down 11% over 2 months.
Right. But that 24,000 mark, isn't that the highest it's ever hit before this year, before this time this year?
I'd have to look, to be honest with you. I think you're right, though.
I think
25 was this year was the highest it's ever been.
I think it hit 26 at one time, or almost 27. But before this year, the highest it had ever hit was last year's 23,000.
So you're doing well, then, is what you're telling me.
You're keeping things in good perspective.
I am, because I'm not really worried about it. If you're still up there around 24, 25, I think that's a great market. And like you pointed out earlier, we are living in a great economy. I mean, you know, I'm living it. When Obama was in office, the economy was so bad. I mean, I just sell my things on SwiftSwap. Now nobody's on SwiftSwap because they have the money to buy things. They don't have to sell off their property.
Well, since I saw a stat, which I'm not going to be exact on, but since Trump took office in November of 2016, the market still, as of right now, is up something like 34-35%.
It's incredible. I think that's an incredible number. I'm very happy with it.
Yep. Well, listen, Sabrina, I've got to get the next person who's patiently waiting with another TSB comment. So you might want to hear this.
I will. I'll turn my radio back on. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. And Merry Christmas.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Come on. Settle down there. Dee Dee.
Yes?
How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hank. I always enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. We enjoy having you.
Well, good. I wanted to let the last person know that they have changed the rules for TSP, and I believe beginning January 1, they no longer place restrictions on what you can withdraw from your TSP account as a retiree.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's your money.
Yeah, I think it was one withdrawal per year. Otherwise, you had to convert it to an annuity or transfer it out. But they have changed it. And I also have another comment. I don't know if they passed this along to you earlier. I made a comment off air. But the other gentleman who called about the 1031 life exchange.
Yes. Well, he didn't. I mentioned that. He didn't. But so go
right,
ahead.
Right, right. I got it. I understand. The one thing I wanted to let you know, I don't know so much about Google, getting advice from Google, but there's another website called investopedia.com that has a wealth of information on investments.
Yeah, it's a great site.
Yes. So that might be another option for him to research.
Super.
Good suggestion.
You know, that's what, Dee Dee, what I love about talk radio is that it's a big community and we're all out there to help one another.
Of course.
And
of
particularly
course.
At this time of year.
Of course, and you need to hang on to that money and make more money so you can live well, right?
That's right. And hire us.
That's right.
Well, listen, Dee Dee, did you have something else, dear?
No, that's it. That's
okay.
All I wanted to say.
Well, God bless, and the blessings of Christ to you and your family and the merriest of Christmas.
And you as well.
Thank you, dear. Okay, so we're going to take a short time out. Lines are open, 765-1045. That's 765-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Meets Elfette tells us, that's area code 855. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know the best gift most folks could receive this holiday season is time? It's notoriously short in supply. Now, one retailer has keyed in on this concept, and I think it's pretty cool. I'm ready for other retailers to jump on board. Stay tuned to find out more what I'm talking about. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Yo, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money and our shopping discussions. You're listening to News 104.5. Yeah, that's right. 104.5, Jacksonville. Time is 11:52. Did you know?
Did you know Sam's Club has keyed in on the fact that everyone's short on time? So last year, or maybe 2 years ago, they introduced a scan-and-go mobile app. Technology's come a long way. It allows you to scan items in as you shop, and when you're finished, you can pay with your phone and bypass the checkout line, which is pretty awesome because it's that
at
checkout line.
At those places, they are Costco, Sam's, yeah.
And so that's what we were just talking about, is where we shop and when. And so I tend to go to Costco Saturday after the radio show on the way home, which is about the worst time to go to Costco.
Yeah, pretty much.
I see some folks there.
Oh, well, what can I tell you? You know, folks, we're getting at the, this is almost the end of the show for today. Enjoy the holiday season. Take the pressure off yourself. If you want to have fun shopping, just don't bring any credit cards with you or enough money for a real nice lunch or dinner, and go out with your special person and just look and see what's there and what's available and what do you like, and write down the values. And then have a super nice dinner and then come back at another time and shop. And oh, by the way, if you're buying jewelry, don't necessarily take their value. Tell them, no, I want a discount. Well, we don't give them. Let me have the manager. And pretty much you can get some discounts on jewelry. So it never, never hurts to ask. Or ask, and if there's a name for this, it's open box, I think is what they call it, when somebody bought a electronic device, took it home, didn't like it, brought it back, and open box is a significant discount over one where the box is still sealed. So if you get it, go through it, and if it looks like everything is there, you're satisfied, you've got your return slip, if it's broken, you can pick up some nice savings.
We got, just random, like a $500 Dyson vacuum.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was an open box for like $100. We took it home and it didn't have all the parts. But
did you check it to see if it did?
No. So we had the option of returning it. But yeah, it said, we called Dyson and said, hey, we got this brand new vacuum that was open box. It doesn't have all the parts. And they sent us the part that we were missing. Because we could have returned it and got $100, but yeah. So we waited the couple weeks.
I like your solution. You know, most companies want to be honorable about what they have. And honestly, it's not that much of a cost to them to supply that. So never, never hesitate to ask, you know, is there a sale on? What kind of discount will you give me? Now, I've got to say this, though, in all fact. This year, you don't see a lot of sales going on, and a lot of that's because retailers are having a bang-up good season. Which amazed me is why in the heck Amazon at the beginning of the Christmas season said, well, we're just not going to do as well this year, and the market tanked.
Well, they said we're not going to do as well as you guys expect.
Well,
you know,
they said it's last year. And then it was about a week later is when they announced that, well, our minimum wage is going up.
But what does a company want to portray? They want to lower expectations so that they can beat expectations.
Well, sure they do. But that's when you forecast your earnings for that quarter. I don't know that I'd necessarily. It doesn't really matter because the fact is people, if they even did believe it, said to heck with it and bought anyway.
The issue is short-termism, as Trump and some of the major CEOs, you know, have maybe this push for not having to report earnings every quarter, where everyone's so focused on what's happening in the short term that, they can't long-term plan. Mm.
It does. It forces you into a short-term environment, which, again, let's emphasize this. Folks, look at the market today. You feel like, this is horrible. Look how much I'm down. Do you think it's going to be down 90 days, 6 months, or a year from now? I think it will be up. Exactly when in that period, I don't know. But I think it will make it up. And I think what we don't get at Christmas time, because of the reactions, we will see picked up in the first quarter in a significant bounce. And it won't be just the January effect that I'm talking about. Our time has just flown today. Really has. Finish my thought. If you think it's going to be up, then why in the heck would you sell today? And don't tell me because you'll know when to get in, because obviously you don't know when to get out. So don't get caught up in that. That's an emotion. Emotions and your portfolio together are very, very dangerous. Try to take a step back from it and be objective. And then enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Go out of your way to say Merry Christmas to everyone that you can see. I know I do on the elevator, if I'm walking in the street. It's just something we as Americans have lost, and we need to bring that back big time. Truly do. So shop. Don't get caught up with the pressure and the guilt of I didn't buy enough. Do what you can, but do it with a sense of reserve about you. And you and everyone else, it's going to be okay. I think that we're almost in the last minute of the show. Boy, if that's not timing it. So that tells us that we've got to get out of here. Listen, if nobody told you that they cared about you today, know that Brian, Michelle, the Mystic Minx, we all do care about you. And remember this, particularly now, the greatest investment you'll ever make is time spent with those that you love, trying to create a wonderful memory. It's an asset never found on any balance sheet, but one, as time passes, is worth the most. Our American fighting men and women and their families who are separated today, overseas in some really nasty places. God bless you all. Thank you for the sacrifice you make for us that we may live in a free, safe world. And our first responders, again, this is a big time for them. That's our police officers, our highway patrol, our EMTs, our firemen. God bless you all and your families. You make tremendous sacrifices, and you don't get paid for the risk that you take, just like our warriors don't. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and merry Christmas. And remember, this is the time that we celebrate the birth of Christ. So make sure your kids understand that it's not just gifts. And then try to get down on your knees during this period and say a prayer of gratitude for the things that you have. You can also, for the things you don't have, I don't have bad health, we don't have people coming after us, and so on. Teach them to have a dependency on Christ. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to live your life and to live your day instead of reaction, worry, resentment, and fear. God bless you all. Have a blessed and a merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.